going, little mama? Where you going?
In 2009, I met a very famous man, and he's about 7 years older than me. And we fell in love, and it was awesome. We were together for almost 2 years. We traveled the world together. We went to Fashion Week, and we were fabulous, and everything just looked so amazing. And then we broke up. Shit happens. You have relationships, you break up, shit don't work out.
That part.
Let me step back. I was just a regular girl from Philly. I never asked for fame. I never put a gun to anyone's head and said, make me famous. I never dated a man to become famous. I dated a man because that's what my heart told me to do at the time. Unfortunately, I was extremely slut-shamed. I was called nothing but a stripper. Why would he ever be interested in me? I'm just a bald-head stripper from Philly. I was a gold digger. I was... Apparently, he had to take 30 showers after being with me. That's what he said. I don't know. So, I guess that just washed all my sexy ball-headedness off of his ass. So, that happened. And then I meet my husband, Wiz. He just came in my life like a big ton of love. He was just the most amazing guy I've ever met in my entire life, and now we have a beautiful son. We are separated now, but we still love each other. It's all love. And then, in the midst of being hurt, if anyone has been going through a separation or have ever been divorced, you know that there's a lot of feelings involved in that. It's a very difficult time. He went on to make a song saying that he fell in love with a stripper but fell out of love quicker. As you can imagine, him being the love of my life, regardless if we're going through a separation or not, that was extremely hurtful. And gave him a beautiful son, and to be told that I was nothing but a stripper, it hurt. So I decided. I decided to. Slut walk for women that have been through shit. Yeah.
your girl Nikki. It's Nono Yup.
Hey.
Eric.
Hey.
Nono Yup. Twitter and Instagram. Yes, also, today we have Asia here.
Hey.
Woo! Hey, Asia Amour on Instagram. And do you have Twitter?
No.
Not a tweeter.
Not a tweeter.
But she got fire Instagram pics, so make sure you check her out whilst listening to this. So, okay, Asia. So, Asia's like a video vixen, so we have lots to talk about. But you're also a dancer, so where... And let's just talk about your background. So, you're born in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised.
Yeah.
And then go through where you are from again.
Harbor City, California.
Oh, where... Harbor, is that like... Long Beach?
San Pedro.
Or San
it's
Pedro?
It's like next to Carson.
Okay. I knew it because it was like a harbor, so I was like, it gotta be somewhere next to me.
Yeah, that's why I like when you're listening to this part so that you can chime in because I'm not gonna know these different locales.
Yeah, that's what's up though.
So Harbor City.
Where are you from?
I'm from, I moved around a lot, so this is like a hard question for me. I never know what to claim.
Me too.
Yeah, it's weird. Plus, for me, it directs the conversation, obviously, a certain way, depending on what you say. So mm-hmm. I moved here from Indiana. But, like, if I just say that, people just act like... But I'm originally from Northern California, so if I just say Indiana, then they just think I've never seen California. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in between that, I lived in Singapore, which is in Southeast Asia. My dad's job got transferred there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was amazing. But so if I just say fucking Indiana, it's like they think I'm just like a bumblefuck or something. And I'm like, no, I've seen a billboard before. So, yeah, it's hard. People move and it's weird to know what you claim.
Yeah.
But I love people who are born and raised in LA. You guys are very cool.
Hot.
Yeah, very hot. So where do you currently dance?
I currently dance at Deja Vu, Hollywood and Vine.
Cool. So I think I was saying this before we got on air. I was like, I don't even remember where the fuck I found you on Instagram because I stalked you somehow. But then I think that I found her through Sage, who is OG Awkwafina, who we've had on the podcast before. So it all makes sense now. So you dance right now at Deja Vu is right next to that haunted house.
Yeah, the house?
Yeah.
It was fun.
You went through it?
Yeah.
Is it? It's like free, right?
Yeah. With the line.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen. I didn't know it was open though.
Yeah, it's open. Yeah, the line is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it's fun. There are like people in it who scare you.
Mm-hmm. They have people like running out, like popping up.
Yeah. See, I've never been. That's crazy.
It's fun.
Not scary farm type shit.
Oh, I love that. I love Halloween shit.
Yeah.
I love Halloween shit, but I like I would like a haunted house in person, but I don't really fuck with scary movies because if they're too realistic, that scares the shit out of me. But I love Halloween, like, traditionally, like, pumpkins and witches and Dracula. I fucking love Halloween.
What, realistic, like, Paranormal Activity realistic?
I mean, anything you say, I'm not gonna have known because I don't watch scary movies.
I'm not gonna lie, that fucked me up because it was, like, filmed, like, real shit. It felt real as fuck.
Yeah.
I was a little bitch in the theater. I ain't gonna front.
No, I mean, when I saw The Ring in fifth grade, I've never been the same.
That's the same movie that spooked me.
Oh.
It's so fucking scary.
Especially the girl in the closet when they open the door. That
I've never seen that one.
References come from it because that's Samara. That's the girl with, you know, the trend in scary movies of like girls with fucking long hair
the
in their
girl
face.
With the white she was climbing. Was she climbing up the wall?
I think she moves really fast and climbs.
Okay.
God, I've never had to think about the details till right now for a while.
I was trying to like make myself not think about that because I will have like nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn on a cartoon.
You got to. You have to put on something funny if you're scared. So yeah, but I think the haunted house would be fun. But anyway, so. Is that the only club you've ever worked at?
No, my first club was Deja Vu Main Street.
That's downtown?
Yeah.
So that's warehouse one we've talked about before. I don't know why I say warehouse. It's just like, looks huge.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Really, really nice.
Oh.
Super big. You went inside Hollywood and Vine?
Yeah.
Okay, now think about Main Street.
Yeah, it's big.
I feel like they would have more clients to the Hollywood one, so that would be bigger, or something.
That's what I thought when I went there, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's not enough room on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, no, that's true, but I just think...
like congested.
Though. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So how long have you been dancing?
About a year and a half now.
That seems to be... Do you feel like that's a long time, or do you feel like that's... You're new? I feel like you probably learn quick, so yeah, like it seems longer or something.
Yeah, I'm kind of like over it. Yeah. Already, I'm like... That's why I've been doing other videos now. It's just like...
Yeah. So... What videos have you been in?
I've been in Chris Brown's video. I've been in T-Pain's video. Kamaya.
What?
What Kamaya?
Which one? The Build You Up one?
I don't know the name of it. I don't think it's out yet. It's new.
Yeah,
it's new. Yo, it's not out yet.
I saw her post like a snippet of a video on Twitter recently. Yo, her music is fucking fire, bro.
Was it at a house?
Yeah, I really like her.
It was something. Yeah, it was something like that. That's dope, though.
Yeah.
That's dope. Hey.
We watched before you got here. Eric and I watched the Chris Brown one. Are you talking about the pill? Why is it called Pills and Automobiles? What the fuck?
That's what I said.
Okay, like, so this video...
And it was at a water park.
Yeah.
It was at the water park all day. Like, from 9 a.m. to, like, 11.
Yeah, okay. Video shoots take a really long time. But while watching it, I was like, this seems like this would be the funnest place to do one, because at least you are kind of playing the whole time.
Right.
But...
What water park was that at? Raging Waters? Harbor? Or...
It was in the IE. I can't remember.
Fucking, I'm not,
You're literally a geographer. Like, I love how much information you know.
I used to live in the IE, though.
It had
Victorville,
Charles Lost Kingdom?
No, it had a big, like, Egyptian head.
Pharaoh's Lost Kingdom. Yeah, that's it. It's not it?
Maybe it goes by two names or something, because that would seem like that would be it.
It was in Redlands?
Yeah.
Pharaoh's Kingdom.
Well, I don't know the name.
Okay.
I was just like, it's a water park.
They might have changed it. You never know. Yeah. I don't know. That's what's up, though.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Chris Brown? Everyone who's at this, we can all talk about. I think about not just Chris Brown, but people like this all the time. How do you, like, well, Kodak is also actually in that video. But, like, it's just a huge... thing that I'm always wondering is, like, when do you separate the work from the artist? This could go on. You could, like, talk about Michael Jackson, anyone. Like, it's hard to... Do you say, I don't care what they do in their personal life and still listen to their music? Or do you, like, say, I don't fuck with him at all? Because you shouldn't be, like, supporting someone with money if you don't want them. Do you have any opinions? Or you just, like, don't think about it?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I feel like, well, of course he's hot, so, like, everyone there was, like, on him.
All like, the girls.
Yeah, apparently, but it's just, like, I was just, like, I'm not, like, I'm just here to do get my scene over with. But he was really nice, like, he directed the whole little thing, like, he was, like, telling people where to go, like, oh, no, don't do that, don't do this.
Yeah.
But still, you know, the girls are, like, thirsty, like, you know, but it's just, like.
Yeah, of course.
He's still a human.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want someone all in my personal, you know.
That's
space.
True.
It's weird. The only person I've stopped listening to is XXX.
Exactly. Why him though?
But I stopped because he had a tweet that popped up. I've never that whole tweet, like old tweets popping up shit is like,
it's fucking scary, dude. If you get famous, delete your Twitter.
But it's like petty, but I never usually do this, but he had a tweet where he said Lil Dylan Roof. With heart emojis, and you know Dylan
Roof.
Ew,
the shooter of which one?
The shooter who killed in like North Carolina or some shit that shot a bunch of people in the church. That's when I stopped. I was like, okay, like he was like calling himself Lil Dylan Roof.
Yeah, that's the least cool thing you could ever do.
Yeah,
it's difficult. I mean, Chris Brown specifically, though. I mean, he's such a talented. Yeah. He's so fucking fun to watch dance. Like even in that. Little water park video, like,
yeah,
he's really talented, but
talented.
I don't know, it's
he's
hard
always
to tell.
Turned up.
Yeah,
even
he's
at the
always.
Club, he's like always dancing.
He stayed in the club too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Seems like it.
Yeah,
so video.
Let me just say, you look way younger in person.
You look way younger. This shit is wild.
I don't have no makeup on.
Yeah, the makeup.
No, you look so fucking cute. I think you look young in your pictures. But yeah, of course, I agree.
See, that makeup, I don't know nothing. Makeup be looking, making y'all look old. Like,
I also think when a girl's like ass naked, you probably just assume she's not as young as you do if she's wearing
clothes. I mean, like, literally the face. Like, yeah, it just looks... And she got the braces, too. It's
she's
lit.
So cute. It's you lit. Guys, I hope you're watching her Instagram right now. You're so fucking cute.
It's lit.
Okay, yeah. So you did those videos, but then I saw on your Instagram, you did Snoop. You were a weather girl.
Yeah.
Okay, that shit is so turnt to me. I love his show. I don't watch it enough, but, like...
GGN.
Yeah, what the fuck? I love it.
The day I shot it, I was like, what is this? I'm like, what are we doing? Because it was like, they have new girls every time. So the girl I was over, we were like, she was like, I don't know either what we're supposed to do. So we like looked it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we were like watching the girls and they're just like acting stupid. Like,
yeah.
I was like, why are they acting like that? So then when we finally got on set, it's like, you just have to think of stuff that like randomly comes through your head. We're just like,
like
you're not gonna tell us what to say. They was like, no. I was like, okay. And then you're just like standing there like trying to think of shit stupid to say. I'm like, this is why they look stupid.
What did you end up saying? Don't they make you talk about weather a little
though? Like, they'll give you your name and they'll say, okay, they'll give you like
what was your name? It's some like sexy like star whatever.
Star something. And they're like, okay, well you're from Whoreville, Canada. So you have to talk about being a whore and what's the weather like out there. And you're like, well, it's very hot, you know, stupid.
Yeah,
shit.
So like, they're really just making it up.
Yeah, like on the spot. I'm like, you can't do that on the spot.
Yeah, improv.
You have to give us some like rehearsal or something.
That's hilarious.
But it was funny.
You know which episode? Like who was on the episode?
Designer.
Ooh,
oh, designer?
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Was he around when you were there?
Mm-hmm. When I first went into the building, I was lost, and so I was walking around, and he was outside. I didn't know it was him because he had a hoodie on. He was like, what's up? And I was like, can you tell me where to go? Like, I was just trying to get there on time. Like, I was like, can you please tell me where to go?
Yeah.
He was like, you go right here, sweetheart. I'm like, thank you. And I didn't even know that was him. And then when I finally went inside, he was like, oh, Sam. He was like, oh, so you found him. I'm like, yeah. Like, what? Lady,
was he all turned up? Like,
yeah,
he said that when he gave her directions.
Yeah.
He was doing it the whole time.
He just pointed. Like, yeah, he didn't even say where to go. He's just like,
yeah, oh, you watched it?
No, I'm just saying, like,
oh,
it's
he's just guessing, and I guess it's true.
Yeah. That's exactly what he did.
He's a character.
Yeah, he's really sweet. He was nice.
Yeah, he seems like it.
He's just super lady.
Yeah.
Super lady.
Super what?
Liddy.
Liddy.
Liddy
as fuck. He seems young too, right? Sorry, I'm trying to open this mint.
I think he's probably like 19, 20 or something like that.
He's not 19. Designer?
How old do you think he is?
I just
how
based it off.
How old is designer?
DC Honor is 20.
Oh. Thank you.
DC Honor, Siri.
Thank you, Siri.
Wow.
Fucking love
That's me. Amazing. Good for her.
Yeah, he looks old.
Nah, yeah, he's young.
I think he looks young.
Yeah, he's young. He acts young.
Is he from Atlanta?
No, he's from Brooklyn.
Designer?
Yeah. Designer, he's from like Brooklyn or some shit.
Have you danced in any other cities? I feel like you're new. You're like new to it in the sense that you probably haven't, but maybe you have.
Yeah, I actually went to Vegas this weekend and I danced at the library.
Are you saying this weekend, like the fight weekend?
Yeah.
It's lit.
It's lady.
It's
lady. So where'd you dance at?
The library.
What's the library?
It's like a strip club.
The library.
Cool.
Yeah, in Vegas. It was.
Yeah.
It was whatever.
So it had nothing to do with like Mayweather's shit, like.
I mean, yeah, it did, but it's like people, you know, this was Friday. This was before the actual fight. So people were like already like, you know, spent their money on, getting prepared for Saturday. So it was just like, but it was cool. It was like ratchet.
Yeah.
As hell.
Ratchet as hell.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Did you make more money than you do on a typical night in LA?
I think so. I think because I just have a bigger fan base out here.
Yeah.
And I have also a fan base in Atlanta, so I'm going to go to Atlanta too soon.
How do you have a fan base there?
I don't know.
From Instagram?
Yeah. They're like, come to Atlanta, come to Atlanta. I'm like, okay, I'll plan it out.
Do you have a manager or anything? No. So, like, for stuff like that, does a club approach you in Atlanta and they're like...
No, you can literally just go to the club and audition. They'll let you work. It's just the fact that you want to know someone out there that's going to actually, like, you know, come in there for you.
So where would you go in Atlanta? Literally Magic City and stuff?
I don't even know.
I guess you'll see.
Yeah.
Fun, though. Have you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
Have you, Eric?
No,
I want to, too.
They always say they eat, like, waffles and cake in that strip club. I'm trying to eat some cake. I'm trying to eat some cake and milk. Exactly. That's what I meant by cake.
What do you mean? You see a slice of cake being eaten?
No, literally, Joe Budden always talks about that. He's like, I just go to the strip club, get some cake and some milk, and then just chill. Like,
yeah.
But who does that?
Okay, you really like Joe Budden, right?
No, I don't like him. I just, he's cool, I guess.
Well, but you watch Everyday Struggle a lot.
Yeah, I watch it.
Do you like him better than you like Academics?
I fucking hate Academics.
See, why?
I don't know. He's weird. I don't fuck with him. I don't even know why.
Is that the chunky one?
Yeah.
That did the Bad and Bougie interview?
Yeah.
That was an iconic moment. You just kept saying, what?
And as a viewer, you really, like, since you can hear everyone on the mic, like, you really are, like, I was like, is he fucking lying or something?
Yeah.
Is he, like, being rude? Like, you can't tell, but that's his whole point is when it played back, he's like, it was so loud I couldn't hear.
Yeah.
But you're like, why the fuck can't he? Why can't he understand him? Like, I can understand him. What the fuck?
Yeah, we could, but I'm
pretty... He was like, right in his face, I'm like, what?
Yeah. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Say again? That was so funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that moment. And then
he just kept repeating himself. That's what made it more funny. Like, why are you so repeating yourself?
Oh, God, yeah. But Thank God for the internet when stuff like that happens. Like, all the memes and then, like... The gif of the woman in the back.
Yo, right? I mean, you see the video. I started zooming in on the people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That fucking, shit was so funny.
Romo did that video.
Yeah.
Romo did.
He, like, put his little thing at the bottom.
That was hilarious. Yeah. I'm like, everyone's like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Yeah. Classic, that was crazy, though.
Classic.
Yeah. Do it look like I got that? That was good.
But what's your favorite, like, songs? Like, do you have, like, go-to songs to dance to?
Yes, I do. It would be R. Kelly. Sorry.
R. Kelly what? What,
like, song? Any soul song. Bump and Grind. Sex Me.
You're about that, like, take my time music.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else, though? Like, no trap music or...
Oh, Future, of course.
Future.
But see, those are two different vibes. So when you tell the DJ,
like,
are you just like...
Yeah, that's the daytime, and then it's the nighttime.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's true.
It's lit, man.
Definitely.
Day shift vibes and night shift vibes.
What are the day shift vibes like?
Day shift vibes are usually, like, the older...
Older crowd?
Crowd, yeah.
Okay.
Well, sometimes young, but most likely it's...
Like, lower. Literally, what are those hours? That you would work
from 6 p.m. to that's the time it opens, but
are there any that are 24 hour? Mm-hmm. Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I imagine in Vegas people going to a strip club anytime. They're like,
I think they open at like 4 and they don't close to like 6 or 5, one of those.
Yeah. So, okay, so you did that in Vegas. Then, what was the event? You did something with Cardi B here.
Oh, yeah, Secret Sundays.
Lit!
Yes.
Do you like Cardi B?
Yeah, I was seeing her all weekend in Vegas.
Not for real?
Yeah, it was like, okay. But she getting her money, though.
So what, she's hosting these events?
Yeah, she's performing.
So what, she performs at them, too. At Secret Sundays, she performed. Like, how does she interact with the strippers?
Oh, she was good. She threw money on them. Whoever's on stage with her.
Yeah. She's just, like, enthusiastic.
She's probably tired of singing that damn song.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Well, her, okay, out of her, or Amber Rose, or Black China, or, fuck, sorry. Or NeNe Leakes, or Eve, these are off the top of my head that are strippers, and came up from that, who do you think has had the best come up?
Eve was a stripper?
Yeah. I've recently, this is a recent finding to me.
That's why she was so big.
Was she?
She was.
She always has like an athletic body, I feel like.
She was big. I think she
really?
Was big. Yeah. I believe
she has literally, this is going to sound really basic, but she has one of the best tattoos of all time. I think it's so cute. Yeah, it's just really iconic to her and like, yeah. She really branded herself with that.
Yeah.
Well, I would say Cardi had the best come up because she's actually like doing something with herself.
Yeah, that's true. She's, I guess, well, besides Eve.
Oh yeah, Eve too. She's
they're musicians. Yeah, I guess that's the difference between Amber Rose and Black China. Yeah, plus I just feel like Cardi is literally the people's champion. Like no one doesn't like her and no one's not like rooting for her.
Yeah.
I dead ass like tried to hate on her, but I couldn't.
She's too goofy.
Yo, she's fucking...
At what
I love
point?
Her.
Like, did you know her from her Instagram videos?
No, it's just when I found out that she took the... for Bodak Yellow, she took the flow from Kodak Black from his song, No Flocking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a music head, so I was like, oh, fuck. Like, she's not original. Da, da, da. But then I listened to Bodak Yellow. I'm like, yo, that second verse is hard. Yeah. I put my hand above my hip. I bet she did. She did. She did. Ooh.
Yeah.
Cardi B not playing. My
smashing.
Nigga.
Well, what about when people like? I would think that it would just be like she would be paying homage to that flow. Like I don't understand when people say. That's remember, true. There was drama between Drake stole XXXTentacion's.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Flow. First of all, I never know like what song they were comparing. I didn't really look into it that much.
Look at me. Look at me, follow me, some shit.
That's Drake?
Yeah,
that was X.
That was X. I don't know, yeah.
I don't know, I just feel like, hasn't that happened so much
over
time?
I mean, people steal people's beats every day, so.
That's true.
They're reusing the same shit, so I don't know why people trip off that.
But you need that balance. You can't just say, like, people steal people's flows every day. Like,
I'm saying flow, but, like, the beats, like,
yeah, that's
reuse
true.
The same beats over
but
and
beats
over.
But beats is different than a style of spitting the verse, so that's why it's, like, I don't know, it's
but
a weird.
But with X and Drake, that flow wasn't different.
Yeah.
Like, everybody uses that flow, but the Cardi, that Kodak Black, I don't hear anybody else doing that Kodak Black flow.
Yeah.
But it's just she's so likable, I dismissed it. Like I can't fucking hate on Cardi B.
Yeah. Yeah. I listened to both her mixtapes and she has other songs I really like on it. So basically I love her. But I don't know, because I'm active on Instagram or something, I was watching her Instagram videos so long ago, all her stupid funny ones where she's just, like, going off.
Oh, yeah.
So me and my friends would send those to each other, like, way before she started rapping. So that's why I never know how many people just know her as a musician and how many people knew her as, like, this stripper girl in New York who was, like, always going ham on her video. With the fucking her hair wrapped in like just like her teeth and stuff.
She's funny as fuck. Are you planning to take on that path as well? Do you have bars?
Music?
Do you have bars?
I thought about it, but I tried it before I started dancing. I tried it, but I was too shy.
So you was too shy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like such a good point to bring up though, because then one could argue you're dancing and that's the most fucking out there thing you could do. Yeah.
But it's just like it was just like with my voice, I was just so uncomfortable with like, because I never went to a studio, so when I first heard my voice, I was like, oh, it sounds good, but it's just like, I could never just like sing in front of people. It just made me
Did
nervous.
You want, were you singing or were you rapping? You're singing?
Yeah.
No.
Did you like sing growing up and stuff? Like in choir or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, so then when, in church you said?
Mm-hmm.
Cute. So then you went to like your friend had a studio or something?
And my
like,
uncle had a studio.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was like, well, let's try see what you got, you know, because he produces music. So I'm like, okay. He was like, I'm gonna give you a song to sing. I think it was, he asked me to sing Tinashe Toulon.
Okay, so this is like, yeah, fairly recently.
Yeah.
This is my bae. If you listen to this. Oh,
yeah, I forgot.
If you listen to this, I love that big ass forehead.
He loves
it. I love big forehead.
Tinashe's forehead. I used to love this Twitter account called Tinashe's Forehead, but it got fucking deleted.
Stupid.
I made a Twitter account called Tinashe's Forehead.
And at the head of it was like tiles of it. But he was like, she'd be mad if she ever found out. And I was like, I think she that would be so happy.
Because I'm speaking it into it. I'm going to meet her. I'm
no, you you will.
So I don't want her to find out. Like, oh, like, my
this
boyfriend.
This nigga done made it.
Because you have to play it cool. But also, I think that she... is that like an offensive insult? Because I think it's... First of all, yeah, it's like fucking Tyra Banks. The most beautiful women have a five head. So yeah. That's why, to me, I don't think it's an insult. I think it's just a funny thing. Like, I think they think it's funny, but maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know, like, Rihanna has a huge forehead, she but does. She, like... Says that and stuff or something.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, my level of like I'm too sarcastic sometimes, so I feel like people don't get it. But
I know, but I liked it. I liked clicking on it, clicking on the Twitter, and then the header and the picture was just
the
like,
header
a great
was just
thing.
Like little pictures of her forehead.
Tinashe, that's my boo.
Like
yeah.
A little chart. That's
so messed up.
So we got a little derailed, but so you were in the studio and you sang it. And so then when did you start dancing and were you always confident in dancing?
Mm-mm. No, I started dancing like a week after I turned 18 because I was like, I used to work at Hollister and the money there was just like
trash.
Horrible.
I was like, I can't even do anything. Like mm-hmm. I need to do something. And it's funny because like, I think a week before my actual birthday, I was writing down club names and my mom found the paper.
Writing down clubs, what, like I'm gonna
like
audition
strip club.
Here.
Yeah, I was just like writing them like, okay, they're 18 and over. So yeah. I'm like, okay. And then my mom found the paper. She's like, oh, so you're trying to be a stripper now? I was like, yeah. She was like, well, you're supposed to be a nurse. I'm like, I don't want to be a nurse.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah. And then I just went and auditioned. And, like, I sucked. And I basically learned just by, like, watching other girls. And then when I worked at Maine, they open at 3. So nobody comes in at 3. So mm-hmm. I was just, like, practice on the pole.
Perfect time.
And all that other stuff. And then I just learned.
Yeah.
It just grew onto me. Like, when I first auditioned, you have to get fully nude because it's 18 and over. But I didn't. I did not.
Why I do didn't. You have to? Because it's 18 and over. What are the other ages? You'd have to be 21.
21, you could be topless. But
oh, because the okay, because the alcohol rule yeah. of the club. Got it.
Okay, but this was
so your club because it's a nude club. Yeah. Wait, it's 18 and over to get in.
Yeah.
Like an 18-year-old can go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, got
yeah.
it.
Was this at Deja Vu?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. So when I auditioned, I did not. Take my underwear off and they still hired me. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Like when you were done, you just like walked off stage and were like, I still have my panties on.
Yeah.
Did anyone say anything?
They were like, no. I mean the manager, he was like, you gotta take that off. I was like, no. I was like, no.
So then do you though? Like did you when did I mean, when's the I first did. Time you got naked then?
When there was customers.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you know, watching, he was like, okay, like, you know, yeah. take it off. I'm like, ugh. It's like, why?
Scary.
Yeah. It is scary because, like, it's your first time. Like, you don't know, like, you hear stories about it, like, but, like, you watch movies about it and all that. So I assumed it was going to be a certain type of way. Like,
yeah.
cattiness, like, fights, and, like, someone's going to steal my money. But it was nothing like
you say
that.
So you watch movies about what movie?
Players Club.
Finally! Yo.
But that's what everyone, like, when you tell them, like, oh, how was it? Was it like Players Club? I'm like, it wasn't like that. I mean,
yo.
It wasn't like that at all.
That's crazy. You're literally the first person that we've had on that has seen Players Club.
Really?
I'm dead ass.
All these strippers.
And she's, well, everyone's probably similar ages, I was going to say. And you're young.
Yeah.
And to have seen young. It, but.
It's a classic
movie. How do you not?
Thank
why
you.
Why would you not watch
finally.
That?
Finally.
That's so, the whole point. point is that he's mad at me because I haven't seen it yet.
She oh my god,
seen,
I know.
She hasn't seen it.
Why dragged me?
Played it for her.
I know. We I got just got movie night.
Definitely.
Movie night.
I know. I'm plus, coming. I'm not like. I'm coming. Not. Yeah, I'm not actually. I've never objected. I just haven't. Like, I definitely want to. We've looked up the synopsis on Wikipedia. But so how is it different than that? I can't really ask detailed questions because I haven't seen
well,
it.
Well, the first thing would be like that on that movie, it's a 21 and over club. But it's still people over 21 that works at 18 and over clubs.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that it's just...
She doesn't get naked in the movie. Is that right?
No, it's not that she doesn't get naked. It's just probably that vibes in the movie is way different from what I experienced. I mean, of course, it's going to be like a girl who doesn't like you, but it was never to that
extent. Oh, yeah. Like vibes among the girls.
Yeah.
Like her and the girl, Diamond, and what was it, Ronnie?
Yeah, and then she had her cousin and all that other stuff. I mean, I'm pretty sure some girl probably did, go through that.
It's not, it's just not normal. It's not a normal thing, but it probably happens somewhere.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't
do drugs. What drugs do they do in it?
I mean,
I don't think they showed.
Was her cousin doing
it? No, coke?
She wasn't. She was just fucking with Diamond.
She was drunk.
Yeah, she was drunk a lot. She
was Diamond was?
And Ice Cube and that one nigga was about to rape her in a lowrider.
Also, it said you gotta watch out who you become friends with, too. That's also what it was about. The wrong crowd. That is true, though. If you hang around the wrong crowd, that could actually happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I remember when, I think it was my second day, I was talking to this girl. And she said she had went with a few girls to, like, go back to, like, you know, I don't know if y'all go to strip club, but guys be like, oh, come through, you know, after your shift is over. So I guess that's what they did.
Oh, shit.
And I guess they all got drunk, and, you know, the girls were like, okay, we're good. We're going to make sure we, like, you know, we get paid. Because that's obviously what they went there for. And she said they, like, drugged her, and they, like, they did something to her. I was just like, well, what happened to your friends that you went with? And she was like, they weren't there when I woke up. I was literally there by myself with a house full of guys. I was just like, I'm like, well,
damn.
You can't trust, you know, just because people act a certain way, like, when you work with them.
Yeah.
And then it's a whole different type of shit when you're, like, actually out in the real world with them.
That's fucked up.
People have, like, hidden agendas. Shit. That's basically what it kind of, like, subs into with the movie. Like, people always have their little plots.
Do you, so you haven't had any mean girls?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
I have.
But you just know, how much do you watch your back? Or, like, how much are you really friends with anyone you work with?
I'm just the type, like, I'm really goofy at work. Like, I just play around a lot. So, it's just, like, if someone has a problem with me, it's just, like, well, how do you have a problem with me? Like, I'm always, like,
just
in a good mood. Like, if you have a problem with me, it's probably because you're ugly or you're not making no money. Or you're just mad because you're not fucking happy. Like, it's either one of the three. It's something wrong with you.
But you're not doing anything for anyone, Tava.
No, most likely I'm not. I'm not a gossiper. Like, I'm not... Yeah. I'm just not that type. Like, I keep to myself, honestly. Like, the only time I will talk about someone if they said or done something to me, then, of course, that's going to be it. But other than that, I don't really have a reason to sit here and, like, talk about other girls.
Yeah. So, the first time you auditioned, was that the first time you had, like, been in a strip club?
Yeah.
So, what was totally a surprise to you?
Well, this was when I went, this was Main Street.
Okay.
And obviously it was huge. It was so pretty. I'm like, oh my God.
Is it like double stories?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like facing the center where you look down or something?
Yeah, they have like it's like the dressing room, and then it's like a clear like walkway. You could slide down the pole to the main floor on the stage. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. Because when I auditioned there, they already hired me, but I still wanted to go, like, look around. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, well, this club looks better than all the rest of the clubs. I'm going to just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, yeah.
But just so how big it was, but nothing else about?
Well, this is when I worked day shift a lot. But it was really good day shift time because, you know, people were getting off of work. So it was, like, more of an older crowd, so they had more money.
Yeah.
But the weekends when I did used to work there, it was good. But it was like all the big booty girls, and I'm like, I don't got a big booty. So I was like nervous, and like, damn.
Wait, that you're saying that's the night shift?
Mm-hmm, the night
what,
shift.
What, are they the cream of the crop or something?
Yeah,
what?
That's when all the like big booty big bitches booty. Came out with the ass out, and I'm just like,
hey.
Little old me, I'm like, I'm not about to make shit, but they like me. So I was like, oh.
Well, definitely I would assume that all the clientele there, everyone's into different things.
Yeah.
You know, some guys are going to like think certain races and stuff, that's their type, or yeah. like body types.
Yeah, so, yeah. I just want to see ass and titties. I don't care.
You just want to eat your fucking piece of cake.
I also want to eat my cake and my milk.
Have it and eat it too,
and
literally.
Ice cream, whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So being 18 in a club, have you been grossed out if like a really old guy wants to dance? Or do you?
Oh my god. It was my very first dance. And the guy.
Like how old?
How old was the guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just old as fuck.
He wasn't old.
Dad,
I want to say he was like in his mid-30s at least.
Oh, that's not what I'm thinking. Oh. I was thinking like, well, what that's if a fucking 65-year-old man is like, come here, sugar.
Oh, no. No. It was this one old guy. He could barely walk. He had this crane and he like literally like walking like, well, like really, really slow. So you have to walk all the way like to the back to the tracker like to give him money for the dance. And he just couldn't, like, he took so long to walk over there. So it's just like, everyone's in the club just staring at you, like, walking this sick, old-ass man to the back.
He wanted a personal lap dance or something?
Yeah. At 18 and over clubs, you gotta go to the back. It's not like a 21 and over where you just dance around everywhere. At 18 and overs, you gotta go to, like, the boobs and VIP sections.
So would you want to work at a 21?
I do.
That's Deja Vu?
No, that's Secret Sundays.
Got it. Secret Sundays is Project LA.
Yeah.
Just every single Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
That one's 21, so there aren't back rooms?
No. You just dance wherever. Dance around.
Do you like, what do you like better?
Honestly?
I would think 21, because you don't have to go in the back, but do you like going in the back?
Like,
I don't know.
You gotta move around so much, and then it's so many girls, and then people just like, throw the money everywhere, so it's you really like, you gotta hurry up and scrape it up, or else someone else is gonna come by and just pick this shit up. So it's just like, it's all over the place. But it's quicker, but it's just more like intense than 18 over club.
Mm-hmm. So, no, so gross guys. So gross old guys is what I was originally asking.
Gross
about.
Old guys? Well, the grossest
thing. I don't know.
Thing,
just being young, I don't know if that'd be like scary, or if you just like swallow your whatever and be like, "Let's get this over with." Or do you like enjoy it? Like, I don't even know.
I think
it's got to be a little funny, though.
It is funny because they'll just say some crazy shit to you while you're dancing. Like they'll start moaning, and I'm just like, "Why are you moaning? Like, don't do that." Because you know, they have security like this, like walk by, make sure you're okay, and like. They always moan for some reason. I'm like, where are you moaning? Like, please stop. And then, like,
it's that just makes me think he literally is about to come or
and
something.
They do
which
come.
Is.
And they do. And then.
For real?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But how. Because they tell you they do and you can tell.
Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Just
so
in their pants.
Yeah. And then you'll just, like, sit down and, like, oh, it's wet. And it's like, fuck, what the fuck? Now you gotta give me a $100 tip.
Yo.
Seriously.
Like, why would you not
say
what
something? Do you do? You just go to, do you, like, just get, like, hand, like, sanitizer, like, the little wipes or whatever, just wipe it? Like,
yeah.
That's
you run to the bathroom. You get the money first, and then you run to the bathroom.
At least for her, it's just, I mean, I know it's a fucking stranger.
I mean,
at least
guys
for her, it's,
still, they still try to take their, like, penises out and all that other type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's always the black guys that do that.
Yo.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's trying to slander us.
I'm not trying to slander, but that's the truth.
My kings. Don't listen to her, my kings. Don't listen to her.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I'm not talking to the kings. I'm not talking to the kings out there.
Weird. You said black guy.
I'm talking to the weirdos.
To the weirdos. Alright, yeah. Y'all weird. Oh, shit. Alright, wait. Just put it back up. Just like sit it. You can sit it on the. Yeah. right, technically, we back. But like I was saying, yeah, we kings. We not weirdos.
Not all of you. Everyone's a weirdo.
How long do you think you want to dance for? Well, you first of all, you have to go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Are there any other touchdown places you want to go?
I was going to say Texas, but...
Can't prayers right now. Yeah. Where would you go in Texas? Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. We heard last time, the girl was saying that she heard that Drake was trying to open up a club, and I was like, how have I not heard that? So I still haven't heard anything, but maybe that's true. I guess if he's, like, investing in one, though, then that's, like, stuff that you don't always hear about.
Yeah.
Right off bat. But interesting. I would definitely go there.
For Drake.
No, just because if I like Drake, I'm going to like, the ambience that he provides.
You're going to be playing nothing but Drake.
That is...
It's going to be so nice. If it is, he's going to decorate it so pretty.
Exactly. Like, it's going to be, like...
Upscale as fuck.
Yeah. That's dabby.
Oh, my God.
So, you started off maybe being shy, but now, not only do you dance and are in videos, but then you have... I love your body painting things.
Aww,
and that's,
you.
Like... See, that is... Obviously, you're literally butt naked... To get your body painted, but that I could definitely do that. Like, I would just feel, that'd be so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Body painting, like they do for Sports Illustrated and stuff.
You did do it, right?
For CC. Yeah, CC painted my back.
Yeah, I've seen it. It was
lit. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And that's what I told her. I got, my friend did like a mural of me and five other girls' album covers on our backs, but when she first told me, yeah, they were album covers. When she first told me about it, I was like, my Sports Illustrated dreams come true.
Because
when they do, fucking when they like, there's parts of the magazine of the swimsuit issue where they paint they'll paint like fake jerseys on a girl. She's like naked, but. Mm-hmm. So did you just do that for a party?
Yeah.
That's cool. And did you, so you're just one of the girls that walks around it and is cute and people take
just
pics
dance
with?
Around, yeah. Live it up. Hype them up.
Not a bad life. So, did you know anyone who danced before you started?
No.
You just thought, I'm going to, and then you started making that list?
Yep. That's about it.
After that conversation with your mom, what else? Is she supportive? Or, like, what happened after that?
She was pretty mad about it. She was gossiping to people about me. And she was like, oh, she's gonna start selling her, you know, body and doing drugs. I'm just like, why would I do that? Like, I might as well be a prostitute if I'm gonna do that.
See, people blur that line a lot, and I think that's a misconception, is that, like, it's not... Sometimes, surely it is, but it's not always a gateway to that. But people think sex work is all one thing, so they're like, you're a stripper, so you sell pussy, and you're literally a crack whore on the side of the road.
Exactly. I'm like, it's... I mean, if that's what they want to do, that's them, but don't
like generalize or something.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because everyone's not like that, you know?
But now she's still like mad about it,
Now she's cool. She's cool about it because, you know, I let her know, like, when I first went, then I actually told her, like, oh, I'm at the club. So,
You were really honest with her.
I was. I ended up telling my whole family too. So it was just like, so if you ever see me on the internet one day, you can't say I didn't tell you.
That's cool. Do you have any siblings?
Mm-hmm.
Older?
I have three younger. I'm the oldest.
Younger.
Yeah. They're all young.
How much younger?
I have a 17-year-old.
Okay.
A 10-year-old.
What if next year? Is she going to follow in your footsteps? What would you think if she did?
She wants to go to college. She wants to do like engineering shit.
She wants to be the nurse your mom wanted you to be, but
no, she doesn't want to be a nurse either. She likes technology. She's more into that. She's a tomboy.
That's dope.
Yeah. But good thing that's the case.
Yeah.
Don't want two strippers.
Would you care? What if your daughter wanted to be one?
I think I would care just because, you know.
It's your baby girl.
Yeah, of course, you want to provide for them. You don't want them to have to do that. But it's just like, I'll have to think about myself at her age. Like, well, life's probably not going the way she wants it to right now.
Yeah.
And I would just give her the same speech. Not the same speech my mother gave me, but I'll be a little more open to her about what it's like and all that throughout the years. And so,
did you tell your mom, Mom, it's not like Players Club?
Yeah, I did. That's what she thought. That's exactly what she thought. She thought I was going to be like doing drugs and being out late, like not ever coming back home. Like, why would I not come home? I need to sleep.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you, I'm not insinuating this, anything by asking this, but you don't think, there's nothing in, because are you, like, religious? You have a strong faith or something?
Yeah.
There's nothing in it that ever doesn't seem to align?
Yeah, stuff does.
Like, are you, like, you don't think it's a sin or anything? But, like, I feel like a really religious person, maybe, like, your grandma obviously might.
I don't think it's a sin.
I don't know what the Bible says about stuff like that.
But I know, like, I know it was just always this one passage. Like, I think, I don't know if it was Jesus, or if he was friends with a prostitute. I think.
Was it Mary Magdalene, a prostitute or something? You guys, I know nothing about the Bible.
I haven't been to church in so damn long.
But somebody, whoever it was, they were friends with a prostitute, but it's just like, okay, well, if he's okay with accepting her as that, then why would he not accept me as to dancing, you know?
Yeah.
So I was just like, well.
See, I think, like, this generation, like, we're, like, especially in black families, like, we're told not to question shit. Like, not to speak up about shit. But now, like, everybody, like, we're, like, questioning the Bible and, like just not just taking it for what it is, but, like, asking questions about it and shit.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's when people generalize about, you millennials. Like, yeah, that's a big thing, is exactly. That we're, like,
that's the same thing how they think, oh, like, every stripper is a... Like, everyone thinks like that, but it's just like,
they're gonna learn today. We're gonna show them.
No, it's not like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, do you have any projects coming up or anything you want to put out there?
It's gonna be in a Kamaya video.
Oh yeah, I did a little short film with Apple and 21 Savage. That's gonna be
amazing.
Out.
Like Apple Music?
Yeah.
Oh sure.
Cute. Yeah. I love 21 Savage.
That's good. I don't know exactly when it's coming out, but I'm on there.
Okay, we'll look for you.
That's dope.
Tall drink of water. That's what my aunt's always called me. I like that she's tall because I like tall people because I'm tall.
Yeah, my aunt's super tall too.
Cute. Hey. Okay, well, Naomi 2.0. That's you. Signing up. Do you have any final questions, Eric?
No, I mean, it was good talking to you, man. It was nice, man.
Do you have any stripper wisdom that you've learned?
Make the money. Don't let the money make you.
Actually,
is that a player?
That's one. But it's also about your presence.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, if someone can tell you're, like, in a bitchy mood, they're not going to want to talk
like, your energy is everything. The vibes you put out.
Right. That's true.
It's true in life, too.
Because when I'm irritated, I have to go to the dressing room and take a little 30-minute, and then I'm just like,
yeah.
Breathe. And I go back out there, and then it's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
A little woosah.
Yeah, sometimes you need a little.
So put on a fucking smile if you want good things to happen to you.
Yeah.
Right. Or just.
Because people, I mean, they're people too. They can sense. They can sense vibes and energy and all that.
Yeah.
So dope. You still gotta be, you know, mindful of the customers, because that is what you need. You need them to come in there, so you still need to be respectful, but mindful.
Good attitude all around.
Yeah, the customer is always right
unless they pull their fucking penis out and jizz on. Have wet pants that you sit on them.
Unless they do some wild shit, then no. You're trying to freak out. It's all good.
Okay.
All right, we good?
Yeah.
All right.
Moving forward, I wanna forgive Kanye for what he said about me. I wanna let all that negativity go. I also forgive Wiz for what he said. Wiz actually apologized to me already, so I have forgiven him. I suggest that you guys do the same, and I'll tell you why. Because they're ignorant at times. People are ignorant, and you have to be the bigger person and be the positive person to forgive and move on and help other people around you that have been through the same thing. Because if you hold on to that negative energy, and it still hurts, that's why I'm up here crying, because it still fucking hurts. But let's all come together and be positive role models for each other and really just let that negative shit go. I want to thank everyone that's been involved in the slut walk, all the volunteers, everyone that came out. I love you guys so freaking much, and I do this for you. I do this all for you, so thank you.